Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranella.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. A happy Tuesday, and it's going to be a belter here on the Rush Hour. Jars and I driving you home for the next hour as I welcome the big man who gets a little bit toey, gets up on the tippy toes to test just 2 days away. Our cricket lover, our cricket extraordinaire, is up and about. Welcome, mate.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Tuesday. Just, can I say the word gorgeous?
Oh, you can.
It's gorgeous out there today, Lou.
And it is also gorgeous for another reason. 2K Tuesday, okay?
Yes.
Throw in the fact that it is International Dice Day.
Stop. What? What?
Therefore, the quiz today will be Die Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
We'll roll it and you'll get a chance to win $2,000 today. You could get up to 6 Automasters lifelines if it comes out with a hot hand.
You're making that up. What is this?
No. It's not. It's International Dice Day.
Dice Day.
What?
It sure is, my friend. So that is where we're at. Make sure you are listening about 15 minutes time when we play the quiz. Thank you to Automasters. Thank you to the world for the International Dice Day. James Brayshaw will join us ahead of Channel 7 putting the cricket on for free for the first time this summer. I'm going to see my first lot of cricket. Thank you very much. Live in HD too.
What jacket will Jimmy wear?
That is the question.
Will you ask him?
I will ask. I said, are you going to put yourself right out there in the beige, the bone, the ivory, the off-white, the cream?
You don't want to upset the great man.
Or be a little bit subdued now that Seven's got it. But can he own it? Because he's now on Seven.
That's
we'll find
true.
Out nice. As well.
Yes,
can I play you a couple of things off the top? Obviously, the Australians are in town.
Yep.
Big Joshy Hazelwood, leader of our feared pace attack.
Yeah.
It'd be fair to say that the Fab Four, the fast bowling cartel, aren't overly confident with the batters. Have a listen to how Josh Hazelwood explains the responsibility they carry for this opening test.
It obviously places a little bit of extra pressure on us, I guess, but I think the four guys really love that. They love having that extra responsibility on themselves. I think we're due for a big summer, I think.
That extra responsibility is a faltering top order.
It is.
And middle order.
It is too.
And no tail. So beautifully said there. Mitch Creek, much loved once upon a time.
Well, he was, Louis.
When he was in Adelaide 36, it has now signed with South East Melbourne Phoenix.
Can't believe
it. The ninth NBL franchise that's going to join the league at the start of the 2019-20 season. He is still throwing, Jars, still throwing haymakers in any direction that is Adelaide.
I'll be directly honest about that. The Melbourne of Melbourne, they beat us last year in a 5-game series, and I want to smack the absolute piss out of them.
Jeez. Aggressive.
What about that? He's just an angry man who wants to play some angry basketball.
Jeepers. Right? He doesn't like the 36ers.
He's not coming back to us, and he wants a piece of the Melbourne.
It's a massive loss. He's been a big loss for us this year.
It is. And can I just put a...
else you got, Luke?
It's a warning to Hoffy and the boys down there at Adelaide Oval. It's looking pristine. But I dare say, Hoffy, only 2 days remaining. You didn't get the cover today.
Die. Don't write him off.
I know.
Lulu, don't write him off.
I know. I'm just suggesting if you're going to come with a late run, whether it be a machinery type photo shoot with all the boys, as opposed to your Instagram solo shots.
Yeah.
All right, Hoffy, I think time is running out.
Ring I think he's looking for a good singlet to wear too.
I mean, he's got great light now. Summer's here, Hoffy. Great
come on,
light.
Get him out.
Come on. We need something from the boys. All right. Are we
here
ready? Let's start this one. Murphin Ups next. We're going to get serious because we need a brand new stadium. The Women's World Cup of football is here, or hopefully coming here in 2023. Yet, we don't have a stadium to support anything.
We can't play on an AFL venue and a cricket venue.
We are not FIFA accredited.
No,
we need to talk about brand new stadiums next year on the Rush Hour.
Good to see you, Shawnee.
Hoffy, good light. It's a good day.
So much going on at Triple M today. Every single call that gets on air on Triple M, and it's been it's been happening since about 6 o'clock this morning, gets Bon Jovi tickets. Bon Jovi in town tonight for Triple M at Botanic Park.
Not going to lie to you, Murph, I didn't listen to your show today because I was playing a bit of Bon Jovi at the back.
Were you really?
You're going tonight, aren't you? You're on.
And my wife loves it. And it's a part of the 40th birthday festivus kicking off. It doesn't turn 40 until January, but this is the kickoff. A month-long festivus.
Oh, lovely.
All right, that is it. Just going berserk. It's going to take in three states and
go for it.
All right. It's time, Jas. It is out-and-out time. We built a new purpose-built stadium to be able to house the other sporting codes and not just footy and cricket at Adelaide Oval, all right? The 2023 World Cup is right on the radar of Australia. And we look like we're bidding it for the Women's World Cup of Football. It is one of the world's biggest sporting events. And right now, we are not FIFA compliant. I repeat, we are not FIFA compliant when it comes to our venues.
We haven't been from day dot. We deserve a world-class rectangular sporting arena.
Well, we do, because we can't join in on all the fun if anything happens.
I agree.
And most importantly, we've been talking about this second stadium, about whether to be able to have the basketball, concerts, rugby league, whatever else comes to town, that's purpose-built, venue-built size, maybe a roof on it, who knows, retractable playing fields.
Yep.
But have it somewhere in the precinct that replicates what Melbourne have done and made this great sporting precinct that all your public transport gets you in there and then you can leg it and you can get there.
It's just common sense,
you know, I don't want a 128-room hotel hanging off a
which costs
oval.
$42 million.
You know, I'd rather the money be going towards another venue that makes us and have the ability to be a part of world-class sporting events.
Well, keeps us competitive on the world stage, doesn't it?
We've got... And the other thing here, mate, we've got the weather. So for the big international teams, let's just talk soccer and like Port Adelaide's old idea. There is the weather here to do your summer bank of training. The conditions allow it. If we have the venue, the odds are you are going to jag them to come out and do their pre-season training camps here in Adelaide, like Koshy did with Port Adelaide.
And then you can get those
EPL teams.
World-class soccer sides.
You grab those from the major leagues in Europe. They get out of here, find
training bases here.
How's our beaches?
Oh,
you got the double whammy. Your heat training. Don't go to Dubai.
No.
Come to Adelaide. I'll tell you, it is just making so much sense. And for us not to consider building something because, we don't quite know where the FIFA bid's going ahead and where it's at. Well, David Gallup has said, look, you're going to know. We're going to let us know. But sometimes it's the old movie analogy.
Yeah.
Build it and they will come.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Kev Costner said it beautifully.
Oh, he's ahead of his time when he said it.
Do you know what I mean?
So who's not considering it? The South Australian government? The Liberals?
They are just saying at the moment, it's the feasibility of it all. There is an opportunity there. So there is a study in place at the moment. They're looking at the railway yards.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So not the golf course on the corner opposite.
The golf course,
all right? And not Adelaide number two.
No, that's theirs.
I think the next gen land is the one, is it not? I mean, without, you know, that's a fantastic facility. Tennis needs an upgrade.
Lou, where's the aquatic centre? All that space behind the aquatic centre.
But I think you've got to be on the off.
Do you want to be here? Okay,
Well, look at Melbourne.
Okay.
It's all side by side.
It is.
You've got Collingwood. You've got the rugby league. You've got the tennis stadium. It's all in walking distance.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because
What about Adelaide Oval number two?
Yeah, well, I'd take it off uni, but they want a fortune for it. Do you know what I mean? It's theirs. Number two. Is that big enough to build the stadium side by side out the back and get your car parking? I don't think it is.
Yeah, maybe.
But we've got to put it down there.
Okay, Lou.
And it would be remiss of us not to take ourselves forward to be a part of it all. Look, the old girl of the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, she's done a great job.
Yeah.
Done a fantastic job.
And
my marsh
is too small.
Done a great job, Cooper Stadium. Yeah. Done fantastic work. But it's time.
Yeah.
We've
got to grow up,
don't we? It's Gough Whitlam. It's time.
We've got to grow up.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
Let's find a way. Look what footy, look what Adelaide Oval has done for football and sport in this town.
What do we want to be renowned for? As the what?
Well, we are the little brother when it comes to the best sporting state in the nation.
But I don't want to be the little brother
anymore. No, but you're never going to match.
I want to be the big brother.
You can't
match the bully.
Yeah, but you can't.
Because
you don't have enough people.
Well, we'll get some more in.
You can't. But what we need is the ability to people come here. Because once you come here, you realise what we've got.
World
and
class.
It is second to none. Mm. All right? And it takes getting another stadium or two involved to be able to drag these massive events. And this World Cup of Women's Soccer, they reckon it'll break the record set for crowds in Canada.
Yeah.
They reckon it is just a massive, massive global event. You imagine the tourism spin-off here in South Australia. Oh. It'll pay for the stadium alone.
I'm with you, Lee.
You feeling me?
I'm on your
Anyone
bus.
Out there?
Get the Louis bus going.
Just get on board.
Fight for these girls.
Kev, I'm going to get Kevin Costner to come out and do a campaign. Yeah, build it.
It's time,
they
Luke.
Will come.
I agree.
Was that Waterworld?
No, mate. No, that was the smokers. One of the great non-ideas of
I want to be the big brother, Lou. It's time.
You can't, Joe.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot. The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
One of the Rush Hour's favourite segments. Anything can be summed up in verse or song, jars, any situation, any person, any moment in time. You always open the bowling here on the show. Away you go.
South Australian looking to delve into developing rockets to fly into space, Lulu.
Oh, hello.
The South Australian government.
Hello.
I'm on. Yeah. And this great man sent Mr. Premier a message, a song.
Oh, no. I'm a rock man. Yeah,
slow, but that's right. Rocket
Man. Elton. What's in?
Is that Elon? Elon. Or Elton Musk.
Oh, I think it's exciting.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, appreciate the feedback.
Hey, what about this one, Lulu?
Yeah.
Mundine v. Horn fight.
96 seconds.
Fans got ripped off.
Yep.
The great band from Sweden sent this message.
Nice. Monday, Monday, Monday.
Always Sunday. Frida.
Agatha was flat.
She was there. She was there. Bjorn couldn't make it.
Nah. I reckon my beard's a bit Benny or Bjornish.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Just up. Now, Daniel Ricciardo farewells his Red Bull teammates.
Oh.
And this is what happened when he left.
I don't think Maxi von Stappen is crying.
He wasn't there. Don't you? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's
sing a verse yourself. You're okay.
And, mate, he's arrived in town.
Yep.
The Indian captain, Virat, and the Indian side. Now, they swagger in like Hollywood. Mm. This is a message for Virat.
Johnny, would have loved if you changed Hollywood to Bollywood.
I told Sam to do that.
Did you? What a great song.
And I see him do Hollywood 11.
John English, old black eyes himself.
Oh, God, love him. Yeah, I did some gigs with him too.
Hey, you're in real good touch.
There you go. There's a cod.
All right. Special edition from me today, with the cricket being on in 2 days' time, and tonight Bon Jovi in Botanic Park. Any caller who gets there gets a double pass.
Yep.
I'm going with the combined theme of Bon Jovi and the cricket jazz. Yeah. All right. So first up, Dave Warner, who is feeling it's still a little excluded. People are still not very forgiving of Davey Boy. Yeah. Don't worry. He's in good voice, John, isn't he, at the moment? Steve Smith, well, he took another tact. He's, you know, he's trying to win his way back in and feeling really emotional. Sitting in a park by himself.
Where's JL?
That's his message to cricket.
Yeah, lovely. Gee, Bond's on.
This one from CA, Cricket Australia, to the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people turning away.
Yeah, okay. Good, good work. He's busy.
Certainly is. You're ahead of the big concert tonight in Botanic Park. Yeah. All right, Tim Payne. All right, the new attitude that the Skip's got.
Yeah.
He wants to do a lot of this stuff. It's in my face, I see. Have a nice day. There's too much of that to hear at the boys. What I want him to be singing and saying, very especially good, at the coin toss, is this.
Virat.
Oh, BJB there. I don't know. I hope so. It'd be magnificent.
All right. Well done.
Travie Head, who will hopefully make his debut. Yes. All right. I tell you, the pressure is on, mate. I don't want you to cock it up, but John's got a song for you as well. It's my life.
We don't need to go to the concert. You've already done it.
And I'm finishing it off with everybody.
Song.
If you're lucky enough to be in the members and out the back drinking some Pimm's, have a listen to this. We know what it is, but we still want it.
That's it done.
2K Tuesday.
Great concert, wasn't it?
Had a good night.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Car need a service or repair? Zip Pay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
Stop press, all right, because guess what? It's International Dice Day, and anybody who knows this show and this quiz, thanks to Automasters, on a Friday we roll the dice. On Die Friday, so Jars, it's only fitting we combine the two.
Yeah.
2K Tuesday and International Die Day.
Right.
And roll the dice for $2,000. What do you reckon?
Let's go to Daniel of Newton. And welcome, Daniel. And you've picked up a couple of tickets to the Bon Jovi as well, has he, Sean?
He has indeed. Bon Jovi concert tonight.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's fantastic, Jars. Thank you very much.
You're on the ball. You're on the ball.
Well, have a nice day, mate.
Thanks, Louis.
Righto. Let's go, Daniel's son. I've got the dice in my hand. Any tricks required, you need it, or a straightforward right-hand
just
roll?
Go off stump.
Yeah, no worries, Louis.
I can't see.
Right. Oh.
Daniel.
Oh, yes.
Is it a six?
Daniel, you've got one.
That's because you didn't talk back to me, Danny boy.
And Daniel, you didn't, Danny boy.
Honestly, Daniel, it was
apologies, Louis.
It was a one. And I normally go left-hand, but because I'm sitting in a new studio on the other side of the building.
You've had to.
And I flicked it over.
No, you're not doing it again.
And I threw one again.
Another win. So he's got a one.
Snake eyes.
Snake eyes.
Cage.
Third time lucky.
All right, mate, you're on your own. Sorry, Danny. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Unbelievably, one Automasters lifeline on International Dice Day on a 2K Tuesday. Here's Jar. Time starts at the end of the first question, mate. Good luck.
Okay. Which NBL team is Mitch Creek playing for next year?
South Sydney.
How many games has Taylor Regan been banned for?
Oh, no.
Automasters.
Who did the Boomer thrash last night in their World Cup qualifier, Daniel?
Kuwait.
In golf, who is the US captain of the President's Cup team?
Phil Mickelson.
Oh, hang on.
Are we going?
Yeah, I believe.
Gone? That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry.
It didn't start pretty.
Well, it didn't start.
It's not my fault that I rolled a one. Daniel, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Sorry, mate.
Rush Hour Protocol says if you can't answer a question when you're four deep or five deep and you've used your Automasters, it's game over. Wait, for your effort, obviously you've got your Bon Jovi tickets. Something from the wreckage, okay?
All right.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
And I had a distinct feeling, mate, that there was a firewall all over these questions today from Sean Craig Murphy.
Bit difficult today.
Oh, I'm with you, mate. Absolutely. All right. So done and dusted.
All right.
Have a great night. Yeah.
Louie, we'll see you there.
As John says, have a nice day. It's hard to do that after that. All right.
What about, can we give away the Adelaide United tickets as well?
Yes. It's up to you. It's your show.
You're right. It is my show.
Yep.
Adelaide United, Melbourne City, Cooper Stadium, Friday night. Get your tickets from Ticket Tech. Don't throw the dice. Family pass there.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, Dan. We'll send you off for this belter. This banger. I just rolled a four, mate. Sorry.
Third time lucky.
Oh, Charles is bowling bounces with the dice in studio. The dice.
Come on, let's go.
Bon Jovi tickets. Everybody's calling from Jars. We've got the last ones in town. Oh. Be a good fat Santa for me and give some away.
Simone of Davern Park, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm ecstatic right now.
How many times have you called today for the tickets?
About 750 plus times.
Oh, no.
Good thing you've got one of those bills these days that it's unlimited calls.
It is a good thing, isn't it?
Hey, Simone.
I am so excited, guys.
You're out of your misery. You're going to Bon Jovi tonight.
You're off.
Thank you, guys.
Well played. Beautifully done. Fat Sanity's a sucker for the girls, isn't he?
Jesse. G'day, Jess.
Oh. G'day, lads. How are we?
Jess. Bon Jovi, here we come.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want. Two tickets for
today.
Yeah, all right.
Can he sing?
He can
belt
it out.
Jesse, belt out one of his songs for us quickly.
Living on a prayer.
Living on a dream. I don't even know it.
Living on
a
prayer.
Golf, top of my head.
All right. Okay, we might take him off you.
Well done. Enjoy the night.
Well done, Jess.
Footy news, let's go.
All right, let's start with Campgate 2. West Coast Eagles have got their own one, haven't they? Liam Ryan bailed. It was all too hard for him. Adam Simpson has since fronted the press and explained what happened.
It used to be can we break down some of these new players? We're a bit smarter than that these days, so if people are struggling, we don't take it any further. And Liam struggled. It was a physical camp. He's pretty fit. He ran well today, but he didn't handle it too well to the back end, so we pulled him out and we took him home. So nothing too sinister from what I heard reported as well. A bit different than what actually happened.
Adam Simpson there, premiership coach.
Away.
Absolutely, couldn't handle it. Mm. Too physical
and
for
some
him.
Some boys can't.
It's true. Our next person of topic had the same thing happen on his first camp to New Zealand. Remember they had to chopper him out, Chad Wingard.
He did too.
Where he couldn't handle what was happening on top of the mountains. He fronted the press for his new football club, Hawthorn. Mm. Pete Hellier pulled this one out on the project. Chaddy's talking to a bunch of reporters and talking about premierships. I don't think the two go together. Have a listen.
The whole reason why we're here playing AFL is the same reason you're a reporter. You want to do the best that you can and a common goal, which is to win the premiership.
So I don't think too many reporters are trying to win a premiership. Maybe a Walkley, but not premiership.
I think Chad should just shut down shop and focus on footy.
I think just
to be honest with you,
just train, do
just
the
train,
summer work.
Get yourself ready, mate.
In fairness to him, he said it was freezing cold. He wasn't handling the Melbourne weather at all in a singlet. Rodney Eat.
What's he up to?
Well, he's had three goes at coaching. He's now going to become a player agent.
No way.
Yep. He's got his ticket. He's now involved, looking for people to get involved. Yes, we should call him.
I think we should.
We need someone.
We need some assistance.
Yeah.
To get us. Rocket.
Yep, the Rocket
man. Let's get him on.
Imagine if he doesn't get his way on the phone.
Good on
also,
him.
I had one more for you. Benny Stratton, who was a guest of ours, who is a fine young man and a great defender for the Hawthorn Football Club. Such a cult figure that they bought out merchandise, Dickie Knee style, for the coming season.
Yeah.
So with the mullet out the back of the Hawthorn membership hat, guess what he's gone and
What's he done now?
Shaved his head.
No.
Shaved it completely off. For a great cause, for charity, but
there you go.
As a footy club, you'd be flat. And I tell you what, I think the mullet was the better way to go, just quietly. And that's from a bloke with a good head for radio saying that too. All right. Just lastly.
Yes. Port Adelaide, Port Power Football Club. They're playing some T20 cricket.
Is that a KG
then? Yes. T20 cricket tonight at the Grange Oval. They take on Adelaide Uni. I spoke to one of the Port boys the other day.
Yeah.
They've put a team together. Port Power, Ollie Wines, and all these boys, they're all playing. Grange Oval, 5:10 they start.
Yep.
Bars open, sausage sizzle at the Grange Oval, all welcome. So Port Power fans, go and see your boys in some T20 action against Adelaide Uni.
So that date, when's that on?
Tonight.
Tonight,
yeah.
That is fantastic, because for so long, weren't allowed to do it in the contract. Yeah. They didn't want you to hurt yourself and play some cricket. Yeah. Fantastic.
There you go. So the boys are padding up. Trav Boat can bat too.
Yeah.
He's a gun cricketer.
Yep.
So, well done. So, good luck.
I'm surprised you're not just flipping around down there as a gun for hire.
No, that might be after Christmas.
Is it?
There's some news.
Have you spoken with the boss about
that? I might have some. I've got some bad news to tell you, but I'll do that tomorrow.
You've
got 30 seconds here. You can do it now.
Because I've got to get some
story out.
I don't need any bad news ahead of Bon Jovi.
Hey, great night tonight. Enjoy, Caro.
All right. I shall. Give you a call. Booty call on the way home.
You can. Yeah, you can.
How come you're not going?
I beg your pardon?
How come you're not going?
Bon and I, I can call him Bon Jovi?
No.
BJ?
John.
No, you can't do any
What's
of that.
What's he called?
No, John.
Yeah, Jono and I don't really match up.
Or
have
it,
a good
is
night.
Is it the fact you can't have two nights in 4 days?
That was the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranella. Triple M.